My name is Jason Mangal. I'm the founder and CEO of Synapse Data Center, Inc.
And you have exciting news today. Just how excited are you to be able to announce that you're coming to Olds with this project?
Yeah, we're very excited. We think, you know, this is a great project for Canada and a great project for the Olds community in many respects. We're constructing, or the intention is to construct Canada's largest data center. It's a 1 gigawatt data center with an attached 1.4 gigawatt natural gas facility.
What, in the simplest terms that you can, you know, how would you explain what a data center is?
Yeah, so I mean, a data center, if anyone is using kind of Facebook or the internet, it's the not so known component where all the computers and servers that run those services that a lot of us use are situated. So I kind of like to think of it as the backbone of the internet. And yeah, so that's what we would be constructing. In this specific case, it's a larger facility than would otherwise be in existence in Canada. It's about 10 times bigger than the next largest facility, and it's a very large undertaking for Olds and for Canada.
You bet. And for this community, you know, what will it mean in terms of investment from your company and the potential for jobs?
Yeah, so the project itself is a $10 billion project with a B. And in terms of jobs, the intention is to create in excess of 1,000 full-time jobs, 2,000 or more construction jobs that would last for a year or two as the project is being constructed. And industry data from PwC suggests that an additional 7,000 jobs, residual jobs, or indirect jobs would also be created as part of the project.
In terms of the resources this will use, what will it mean for natural gas and the water system?
Yeah, so natural gas, the intention for us is to work directly with natural gas producers in the area and purchase gas directly from them. So this has kind of a secondary positive benefit for the local economy in terms of helping to stabilize natural gas plants from international price fluctuations and helping sure that those industries are here for the next 20 to 25 years, along with the data center. And in terms of water consumption, we've taken a lot of careful consideration in terms of how this facility is designed. Both the data center and the natural gas plant are using what are called closed-loop cooling systems. And the result of that is we've been able to reduce water consumption by hundreds of millions of liters per year. So to put it in kind of context, the 1,000 people working on the site will consume about the same amount as the 1 gigawatt data center and the 1.4 gigawatt thermal plant jointly would consume. So it's, you know, it's not zero water consumption, but it's probably a 99.9% reduction of what would typically be consumed by these types of projects.
In terms of the size of this project and the location, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, in terms of size, so we're constructing about 2 million square feet of data center space in 10 buildings, so 200,000 square foot buildings. The project will be situated at the northeast corner of Highway 27 and 2A, so right across the street from the two hotels there, the Pomeroy and the Best Western, and across the street from Olds College.
That's great. Where is Synapse Data Center, Inc. Based out of? And maybe just explain a little bit about how the company got started.
Yeah, so we're a Canadian-based company, and my background is constructing, building, and operating data centers across Canada for the last 15 years. I've built a data center engineering firm, and I've also gone on to build similar facilities in both Ottawa and Montreal. In Montreal, we had, at the time of construction in 2016, we owned and operated the largest data center in Canada. It was a 50-megawatt facility. Yeah.
In the province here, during the throne speech, the provincial government had talked about making Alberta not only an energy superpower, but making it an AI superpower as well. So just how good a fit is the province first, and then, you know, what stood out to you about the town of Olds that made it the right fit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the province of Alberta is very, very well situated in Canada to become kind of the AI super hub for these facilities. The abundance of available liquid energy here is really a requirement of being able to build these facilities quickly. to support kind of the rapid growth in AI demand. So, yeah, and in terms of Olds, I mean, I think Olds is, the town of Olds is very forward-looking. I believe Olds has a history of kind of early adoption and getting on early technology trends, as they did with their gigawatt fiber line a number of years ago. And I think, you know, this kind of adoption of this project by the town of Olds is going to assist with carrying forward that early adopter mentality.
You bet. And the last one for you, you know, what are we looking at in terms of timelines for, you know, approvals and potential shovel in the ground?
Yeah, so the project could start construction on the data center side as early as mid-February. The natural gas plant, before we can start construction of that, requires environmental permits to be approved by the province from both the AUC and the EAAPA permitting process. And so those permits can take anywhere from 4 to 7, 9 months to obtain. So that kind of would give an example of the timeline. And then the construction itself, once started, would last in the range of 1 to 2 years with customers, which we expect could be some of the largest technology companies in the world, being able to move in and start utilizing the facility as early as mid-2026.
Perfect. And just the last one for you, is there anything else that you wanted the community to know or add at this time?
No, I mean, for me, I personally am very excited about this project, and I feel there's a very positive economic impact that we can bring to the community as part of this. I personally have spent many years volunteering my time assisting organizations with environmentally focused companies, and I do personally have great pride in trying to ensure that this facility is built not just to achieve our environmental requirements, but to exceed them. So that would be a personal focus of mine.
Where can people find out the more information about Synapse Data Center Inc., Jason?
Yeah, we have a website, www.synapsedatacenter.com. So we have a whole bunch of information available there as part of what we're doing.
Perfect. Well, it was great talking with you here today, and welcome to the community.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate the warm invite. We'll be hosting a community information session for people that do want to know more on February 5th at Olds College from 6 to 8 p.m. The Workland Center, building number 2, Lecture Hall 316.